country's fashionista is John Lincoln.
John Lincoln!
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, two-day countdown, but the festivities start this evening for my daughter's wedding. My youngest, my last to get married. I feel like I won the lottery, you guys. I really do.
I get it.
And the guys they chose, just fantastic. But, you know, talking about fashion, I want you to know that I had the honor of pressing the groom's shirts that he's going to be wearing and changing into. I also want you to know that I had the honor of pressing the outfits for my grandsons.
Oh, okay. Oh, so they're all four in the wedding.
Four of my grandsons.
Oh, my goodness.
Seven, five, three, four, and three. So seven, five, goodness. Four, and three. And they're all wearing like little white Oxford button downs and navy trousers. Trousers
again with the word trousers.
Belts, little bow ties.
This could be the cutest wedding ever.
So in order to get them down the aisle, we're calling it a special mission. And they have had this secret special mission conversation going. But it is, they have bubbles and bubble guns and bubble machines and all.
Oh, I love it.
So little Charlie, my youngest one, he's like the most excited about his, assignment. Yeah, so fun.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's been great. But the mother of the bride has very unexpected things that come her way.
Such as?
I got a call yesterday from the kids when they were at the town hall getting their marriage license.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor's like, so, Mom, I'm looking at my birth certificate, and it doesn't look like Nick's. And I'm like, well, why? It shouldn't, because, you know, different counties and whatnot.
Right.
No, it has this embossed seal on it. And I'm like, well, clearly you have a copy and not the original. So, of course, I had to go in to the...
Okay.
I found it, and we got through it. But
I know.
Every little thing.
Yeah, you know, confirming hotel reservations for people and getting calls about, you know, what should I wear? What do you have in your closet that I can wear? So it's been, I'm glad I took the week off. That's all I'm going to say. I have yet to figure out what I'm wearing tonight or tomorrow. I do know what I'm wearing on Saturday, but, the fashion...
I know that your favorite color is black. Don't wear black to the wedding.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to wear black.
Okay, navy.
Yeah, it's a navy-themed, navy gray and tan-themed wedding. So it should be fun. Looking forward to it. And the weather gods and the wedding gods seem to be in our favor. So.
Wonderful. And your daughter has it all. The bride-to-be has it all mapped out, right?
Oh, man.
Did she give everyone the spreadsheet or just you?
You see it. No, everybody.
Tells everybody to wake up at 8 on Saturday and eat breakfast.
Eat breakfast.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Let the fun begin.
She's already a wife. Look at that.